Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Infinite Field Radio. Infinite Field Radio is brought to you by the publishers of the Infinite Field magazine. Infinite Field Radio offers spiritual and conscious living solutions from spiritual leaders, teachers, and authors. Together, we provide information that you can use and apply into your daily life. Thank you for tuning in today, and be sure to visit our website to learn more about upcoming shows. To become a part of Infinite Field Radio by advertising with us, becoming a host, or being a guest on one of our shows, visit InfiniteFieldRadio.com or email us at producer@InfiniteFieldRadio.com. And now, here's your host, Kanya Parker, with Mind, Body, and Soul.
Well, I'm a hungry woman. Feed me like I want to be fed. Yeah, I'm a hungry woman. Feed me like I want to be fed. Well, you can feed my body, but you really gotta feed my head. You know I'm hungry like a dog, like a New York City rat. A school of piranhas or a Venus flytrap takes a lot to satisfy me. I'll eat your whole menu, but don't you dare forget, you've got to feed my head too. I'm a hungry woman, feed me like I want to be fed. Oh, give it to me, baby, give it to me, baby. I'm a hungry woman, feed me like I want to.
Well, good evening, everyone. This is your host, Tanya Parker, here to serve up some deliciously delectable morsels for your mind, body, and soul on Mind, Body, and Soul Food. So thank you to Gay Adegbolola with her Hungry Woman Blues, which always puts a wonderful smile on my face. And in the background, you may hear my bird, Jessie, who is just going off with excitement. I think he was listening to Gay sing as well, and maybe he's telling me he's hungry. But nonetheless, we are going to proceed. I want to tell you a little bit about my company, Mind, Body, and Spirit Works. And this company has been in existence for about 11 years. And the mission is to facilitate restoration of balance to mind, body, and spirit through divinely inspired holistic healing and education services. So as a natural wellness consultant, body worker, energy healer, and a former psychotherapist, I really understand the importance of addressing our mental and emotional, physical, and spiritual needs in the healing process. So clients are assisted through therapeutic massage, Reiki energy healing, whole wellness consulting, conscious catering, aromatherapy remedies, training workshops, and also education through writing, including the Infinite Field magazine, where I write a monthly holistic cooking column with healthy recipes, and I also am the author of the Tanya Parker Collection, Healthy Eating to a Healthy Lifestyle, brought to you by the Infinite Field Publishing. Now, tonight I have to tell you we have such a treat for you. In fact, we have a twofer. Everybody likes a twofer, right? Well, we have Obsidian Institute, which is a cutting-edge organization on a mission to teach a holistic approach to prosperity worldwide, integrating universal principles and practices, financial principles and tools with energetic, intuitive, and nutritional healing. And the twofer comes in because my beloved friends and sisters are in the house, Chief Visionary Officer, Reverend Sensei Alicia Hill, and Chief Executive Officer, Reverend Anania, with Obsidian. And they are here to talk about how Obsidian feeds the mind, body, and soul. Good evening, ladies.
Good evening to you.
Good evening, Tanya, and to all of your guests.
Oh, it's so good to hear your voices. And isn't it interesting? As soon as I stopped talking and introduced you all, my bird, Jesse, just decided to shut up. So he knows.
I did know that.
Hi, Jesse.
Oh, don't get him started again, please. But he has met you both, and he knows the power that you carry with you. So he decided to just shut his little mouth, shut his teeth, and let you all
come forth. Wow. That is something special. That is special. Wow.
Now, ladies, I have to tell you, when people think about prosperity, I think a lot of people automatically go to money. What's in my wallet? What's in my bank account? What does my portfolio look like, if they even know what a portfolio is? And what I love about you two is that you helped open my eyes, and I think you all were the first who really helped open my eyes to a broader view of prosperity. And so if you could just talk to our listeners a bit about the services that you offer. Under the umbrella of Obsidian, you do so much. What is it that you are co-creating with Spirit in your spiritual kitchen?
Mm-hmm. You want to go ahead, Alicia?
Absolutely. So, the services are definitely deep and wide, because that's what prosperity is about. It's about depth and about the width of the life and the experience that we can co-create. So we have three main departments, if you will, three main focuses right now. And spirituality is at the base of everything that we do at Obsidian. So we start, begin, and do everything in the middle, completely led by Spirit. And on top of that, we have, one of the first things we started focusing on, which was finances, and we deal with prosperity from a holistic perspective, which means our students really get a whole person experience of money. They get a living experience, mind, body, and spirit. So we don't just sit down and say, okay, well, like you said, what's going on in your portfolio? Our first question is, what's going on in your heart and in your mind? What are your dreams? What are your goals? What are your visions? And then we look at ways to support our students in unblocking, uncovering those things that may have in the past, until that moment, been holding them back. And that could show up again in what they're doing in the pocketbook. That could be anything from overspending to hoarding. So giving them a new way to see how to hold and be with money, how to circulate money in a new way based upon their vision. We also teach about money being my own natural energy yield, and that's really important. You know, how we really deal with money there in our coaching, and then from there we'll move to the body, and blockages often appear in the body for people. So we have both Reverend Anania and myself are Reiki master teachers, so there's a lot of energy work that we do, and massage therapy. I'm a martial artist, a black belt martial artist, so a lot of different modalities dealing with the body, energy work, sound healing therapy, just all those ways that thoughts and feelings and beliefs can get stuck in the body. So we deal with that physical level. And we also have a leadership program for women, for you know, women who are operating already as leaders in whatever field they happen to be moving in. We have a program for spiritual leadership. So those are the things that we're offering now. Did I miss anything, Anania?
And no. We covered everything. That those are our main focuses right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to add, Tanya, why and to the listeners, the reason we go the route that we do, which is the whole mind, body, spirit, as it relates to prosperity, is that we truly can operate at our maximum potentiality without paying attention to all aspects of who we are, you know, without creating a balance for the allness of who we are. And we can't ignore our body but take care of our money. It's somewhere there's going to be, there will be holes, and it is going to show up in the other area. So the way we take it is, you know, take care of all the aspects, all the wholeness of who we are, and we will see, we will experience a success in all areas of our lives as long as we're doing that. So that really is what brought us to this place.
Wonderful. Now, you know, as you were talking and just listing the services that you have and how you address prosperity on the level of the mind, body, and spirit, I just envisioned this huge plate. Obsidian is this huge plate, and it is chock full of some goodies that are just falling off the plate. It's like a buffet, and you can just dive in.
and in where you fit in, you know, just pull up to the table and throw your napkin in your lap, or fit it in like a bib and just go for it.
Well, you must have been talking to me. I need the bib, Alicia. You know, because it's going to get messy.
You know I get down like that, too.
All right.
You all are lobster eaters, you know, big old bib and get your fingers in it and your face has some shells on it. And
that is life, you know. That is life.
Yes. There is nothing neat and cut and dried about life.
No.
You know, and who wants to live life, or at least I don't choose to live life in a way in which I'm taking these nice little teeny cuts and it's this, you know, bite-sized piece that I pop into my mouth and I chew 15 times and then I swallow. You know, sometimes the bite is going to be a little bit bigger, sometimes smaller, sometimes the texture of the life food is going to be, you know, rough, coarse, sometimes it's going to be smooth going down. That's how life is. And I just love how you recognize that and how you individualize your services based on the needs of your students who come to you.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
an amazing thing.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
And, you know, people, I was just going to say, you know, people come to us with, you know, what they're saying, this is what I want to deal with. And that's an entry point. You know, it's like, okay, this is where they pull their chair up to the table. They just happen to sit in front of, you know, the dessert, and that's where they want to start, or they happen to sit in front of the chicken. But, you know, the reality is we want to take a little bit of everything that's on the table, and we want to eat of all of it, and that is life, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that has been our approach in really the unfoldment of Obsidian, because we certainly did not, this was not Anania and this was not our idea, for sure. The way that it has unfolded and literally expanded, the plate and the table get larger and larger every year. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, yeah. When I think about prosperity, when we look at prosperity, it's so huge. I was I had a prospective student call yesterday, and I was asking her, you know, what is it that you love to do? What is it that you love to do? She's like, wow, I'm not even, you know, I think it was the power at which I asked her. she had never really thought of it. And I said, that's what a fit-in is about. Whatever you love to be, whatever in your gut, in your soul, when you go to bed at night, you think about it, and when you wake up in the morning, you think about it, that's what we support you in getting to.
Mm.
With all
okay.
these different ways of getting there.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe she will be working with Alicia on martial arts and the whole nutritional thing, or maybe she'll come over to me and work with me specifically on women's spirituality and the whole leadership piece, or maybe she will go to another one of her coach and work on the financial piece, whatever it is. But we're going to get her there to the depth of what she wants.
Mm. You know, Reverend Alicia, you mentioned the acronym for MONEY, My Own Natural Energy Yield. And yes. the two-dimensional view that many people have of money, just a paper currency that we use in exchange for a service or goods, you know, what you're talking about, what you two are talking about is something definitely broader because everything is energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everything is energy.
Yeah, and that's, and it can't be separated, right? It can't be separated. So how can I say that, you know, this piece of my life experience is money because this is where, you know, from 9 to 5 I go to work. So that's the money part of my life. That affects all of your life. And, you know, many of us have heard the saying that what we do, how we do anything is how we do everything. And so how we treat, you know, our paper currency, whether we have respect for it, understanding that it is an energy, and have it, you know, nice in our wallets so that we can get to it, or if it's crumpled up and thrown in the bottom of our backpack or purse or crumpled into our wallet or whatever the case may be, I bet you if we look at other parts of our lives, that's how we're treating other parts of our lives. And vice versa, you know, how I'm treating other parts of my life is going to show up in what's going on there as well. So it's all, we're having one conversation and it looks maybe separate to people because that's, we're trained, usually we're trained to see things in compartments.
Mm-hmm.
But when we get down to it, it's just about the energy yield and how am I being in relationship with the energy that's flowing in as and through me. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know there are times when we get to a table, we see food, we put it on our plates, we try it out, and it's like, you know, that's not what I thought it was, you know, and you don't care for it too much. I'm just wondering about any people, any students that have come to you seeking help with, I don't know, debt relief or something like that to help build prosperity, and you present to them this radical paradigm of my own natural energy yield, and they decide, ooh, that's not what I thought I was eating. You know, how do you deal with that resistance that I'm sure you're likely to encounter sometimes?
Yeah, that's a very, very common thing because, you know, often people will come to us thinking they're coming to us for one thing and end up it being another thing. It's very similar to what Reverend Alicia just said, you know, it's how is the debt showing up? And then we start to look at other debts in their lives that has nothing to do with money.
Mm-hmm.
Where else are the obligations showing up? And they're like, what?
Okay.
You know, so where else are the non-serving obligations showing up? What else are you doing in your life out of obligation that you feel indebted to because of the belief system? And so, of course, huge resistance comes up, huge resistance. And usually that's why I think it's so important and that at Obsidian we take this approach around, okay, let's deal with what's going on in the body then. So as yogist and as Reiki master teacher and as martial artist and energy healers in general, that's when we go to that aspect of the person. Because now we have to start doing some unblocking, right, in the energy,
so that
they can hear us, because they will not be able to hear us. When we go to that radical paradigm, they will not be able to hear us because in their minds they are convinced that they have only come to us to deal with this debt that they need to get rid of so they can finally be happy. And here we are saying to them, well, where are the other debts? and it just shakes them up, right? So we have to go to, this is when we use other modalities to unblock and free them up. So they can hear us.
So, you know, what I'm hearing coming up right now is that you two, and not just you two, because you have some spiritual coaches on staff as well, you all have to really, really be tapped in, be connected into source, to sense, to hear, to feel, to know what the real deal is, what the real inner issue is. And the situation.
Nice,
you don't work alone, right?
That is true. That is true. You know, it's we are supported definitely by our daily spiritual practice. Where we were trained, that was really made a priority, and I can understand that now because we wouldn't be able to hear and feel and sense the way that we do had we not developed the daily spiritual practice. I do things personal. I'll just share a little bit of, what that would look like for me, just a small slice, shall we say, from my peach cobbler. And that is, I chant every day, usually twice a day, at 7 o'clock a.m. and 7 o'clock p.m. And that supports me in being able to remember that I am one, that I am the divine, not even just one with the divine. I am the divine.
Yes.
So, and each of our practitioners has their own daily spiritual practice, and I think I could speak to you about hers, but that's the main thing, for me to take time every day to connect, to remind myself that I am the isness and the allness of it, and also to take time to have extreme self-care. The master coach Thomas Leonard spoke about extreme self-care, not just self-care. So, you know, that can look like a lot of things, but it looks pretty extreme sometimes, the ability to say no so that I can have space and time to take care of the deepest parts of myself so that I can come fully present to our students and to myself.
And thank you for sharing that, Reverend Alicia, you know, what you do to replenish yourself. How about you, Reverend Anania? I'm curious as to what is your personal recipe for replenishment and renewal?
For me, you know, I don't know what and who I would be without my daily spiritual practice.
Mm-hmm.
And my daily spiritual practice starts when I open my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And truly, though I take time every morning to just be with spirit and with the ancestors, I also, for me, it's right throughout the day where I just have to touch base. And the breath is crucial to my being, you know, just being consciously connected to my breath and consciously aware of my breathing, because we're faced with so much. We're faced with so much, and on a daily basis, I am doing work with women specifically, and there's so much that comes up, and I do have a choice, because we always have a choice, but I'm choosing to not be separated in any given moment from the divine, because that's the only way I can get through the service that I need. And the way I walk in this world. So for me, it's constant. It's minute by minute. It's touching base. And when I go there, because God knows I do. When I go to those moments where, you know, who am I?
Right.
I pull myself into the breath. And the breath for me is the is my biggest tool, and is what I would call my constant spiritual tool that I use. And of course, taking time off, you know, to replenish myself and to relax and to just be and you know, and not do. So that's really how I operate.
Gotcha. Wonderful. Well, speaking of taking time off, we're going to take a quick break. If there are any callers who would like to call in with questions for Reverend Alicia or Reverend Anania of Obsidian Institute, you can do so calling in at 917-889-7806. Again, that number is 917-889-7806. And when we come back, if we have any callers, we can address that. But also, Reverend Anania, I would love to hear and have you share with our listeners about a recent trip that you took back to see Mama.
I would be happy
All right.
to do that.
Wonderful. We'll be back in a moment.
Welcome to Infinite Field Radio, a leader in conscious living programs. Our programs are a powerful voice providing the consciousness, clarity, and common vision necessary to create transformation in the world today. Visit www.infinitefieldradio.com to learn more.
All right, and we are back with Mind, Body, and Soul Food with our wonderful guests, Reverend Anania and Reverend Alicia with Obsidian Institute. Now, ladies, we've been talking about all the delicious things that are on your plate, how you help feed the mind, body, and soul for so many people. And Reverend Anania, I was alluding before the commercial break, I was alluding to a trip you took back to Mama, back to the motherland, Africa, as part of work that you've done with your ministry within Obsidian. So if you could tell us a little bit about that, I know our listeners would love to hear it.
You know, while we were on break, I was trying to think, how do I talk about a trip to Ghana in a few minutes? what I will say is that I just want to mention that that trip was inspired through the vision of Sacred Women's Centers International, which is a division of the Obsidian Institute, and its focus is on supporting women who lead, however they lead, so that they can lead from a sacred place. And a big part of that process, which is a 10-month process, is to embrace and embody indigenous practices, and specifically the African practice, the African way of being. And so a trip back to Ghana was the culmination of that, and is definitely a part of all that we do. My personal experience, I won't even begin to talk about what happened with the women, but my personal experience of being in Ghana was beyond powerful, beyond words, as many of you, I'm sure, can imagine, and those of you who have gone home, I call it home, can imagine. And I could not imagine that a people who have experienced over 1,000 years of atrocity against them, against us, could still have such love for self and for others.
Yes.
And still be so giving and forgiving and be so filled with culture and love God. I mean, and they love God. You know, they love, you know, there is all kinds of practices there. And
yes.
It, regardless of their practice, regardless of their religion or their faith or whatever, there's this love for God, however they define that. That I experienced prayers that I didn't understand a word they were saying because they were speaking in science here, 2 year, whatever. But the prayers were so sincere. Just love everywhere. And I wake up every day looking forward to my next trip, which is in July with the next group of women. I was sharing with someone yesterday that I believe now. I feel that sometimes I'm living for this moment, you know, going back to Ghana. I encourage every person of African descent to go back home, even for a little. And if you want to experience prosperity in its truest form, that's where it is for me. And I say that because when I think of prosperity, I think of love, and I think of freedom, and I think of forgiveness, and I think of inner peace, and I think of tranquility, and I think of food. Nothing happens in Ghana without food.
That's true.
Nothing.
It may
nothing
take a while
happens.
To get to you, but once it gets there.
Nothing happens without food. And so for me, I even, you know, because understand that there is true poverty there, you know, so-called
yes.
poverty as we understand it in the West. And even
right.
in the midst of that, there is high prosperity. So that's what I got to say.
Well, thank you for sharing that. I've been thinking about Ghana ever since you went back over there, and I have, as my mother would say, I crossed my fingers to remember to pull out my videotape from back in 2003 when I went, because it's time to revisit again. It's time to revisit again, and for right now I can do it through my videotape.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
So,
and life
go ahead.
Changes. I was just going to say, and my life changed. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I can understand that. How can it not?
Mm-hmm.
How can it not after an experience like that? I remember, just as an aside, on my trip, I kept looking into faces to see familiarity. And, you know, one gentleman, I said, oh, my gosh, that's my uncle. That's my cousin. I recognized so many people. They were familiar to me. And most importantly, I recognized myself.
Mm-hmm.
It was a powerful experience. So thank you, Reverend Anania, for sharing that with me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've talked about prosperity and all that it encompasses. Reverend Alicia,
absolutely.
I had the joy of experiencing some of your sacred warrior training in the past. People don't necessarily think about prosperity when it comes to that, but you've explained so beautifully about the blockages that can occur. And if you could talk about the path of the sacred warrior and what that may look like for an individual.
Sure, I'd be honored to. So the path of the sacred warrior is the ministry that came to me a couple years ago. And being I'm a black belt martial artist, first degree in American Kenpo. And what I realized for myself, you know, because the first person that I worked on healing was me.
Mm-hmm.
And what I realized was there were things locked up, blocked up in me that I could not get to except to work it out, literally, to work it out. And in doing martial arts, I really met the divine on the mat, getting my behind kicked and learning that the only enemy were enemies. The only inner enemies were enemies. It was things that stories that I had made up and people that I had been carrying with me for years. Mm. And so through the path of the Sacred Warrior, I guide people who happen to be on that type of spiritual path. Not that they're necessarily martial artists, but they really connect and ground through the body.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a spiritual workout that entails spiritual life coaching. It also entails nutritional coaching because, it is about creating in the body a clean space, a place where light can really shine through, where we can raise our vibration, because I'm feeding myself the best foods possible, the highest, most dense quality foods, giving myself all the nutrients I need, the minerals, the vitamins, all of that. And then I support people through a regular cleansing process, a 90-day process for most people. We do physical trainings, and those look like, for the most part, basic martial arts. You know, they're on the mat. They're learning to kick and block and punch. But what they're learning really is what comes up. They're given the ability to see what comes up when they're confronted with themselves, wrestling with themselves, so to speak, and specifically with women, because as women, we are not trained to yell. Well, in martial arts, you yell. We're not trained to, especially to punch, to kick. It's not socially acceptable. So many times our voices have become quieted to the place where you would know we had one. And so they're given women and men, as I train men as well, but, you know, really this speaks to women, are given a safe place to be loud and be bodacious and be, you know, be all, like, really, women are like, oh, my gosh, I never knew what it felt like to punch anything. They've been walking around sometimes with anger, with resentments, with, you know, with things they wanted to shout about. And so the path of the Sacred Warrior gives them a safe space for that. We also have an energetic healing component. So they may, and this is what you experienced, Tanya, the sound healing with Tibetan bowls.
Yummy.
Yeah, that was good, right? The sound healing with tuning forks, massage. I am actually going to Thailand in January to learn Thai massage.
Yay!
Yeah, so I'm excited to bring that back to the students. And, you know, one of those things that the path of the Sacred Warrior asks you to really stretch and really press into further than what you thought you could do. And there's a school that I looked at in Virginia, like, oh, it would be very easy to go and get my Thai massage training from this school in Virginia, as I live in Maryland. Then I said, you know what? If I want really this experience, I need to go to Thailand.
That's what I'm talking about.
Need to go to Thailand. So, you know, I want to, because it's not just the massage. It is the culture. And so, you know, the path of the Sacred Warrior says immerse yourself in yourself, in everything you want to experience, and have a full body experience of it. Eat the food, listen to the music, hear the language, smell the smells that are happening in Thailand or wherever it is your vision is going to take you.
Mm.
But by doing all of these different things, blockages are released on a physical level, which has made it very easy for people to walk on the planet unencumbered. So now when we translate that, it's okay, now we're going to look at the dollars and cents and the coins. What's going on there? And it becomes much easier to have that conversation. What's going on in your relationships? Because they've just had a real up close and personal conversation with their body. So now to have that with what appears to be another human being has become easier.
that self-care, because I'm telling you, after a workout with me, sometimes you're going to need to go and give yourself a nice Epsom salt bath, rub some Tiger Balm on, and, you know, we're not going to break any bones or anything like that, but you are going to wake up parts of your physical being. We are on this planet, and so we really need to, I believe, that we really need to descend completely into the body, be able to anchor ourselves on the planet because we chose to be here. So allow yourself to have a full body experience of yourself so that then you can rise, be lighter, be more energetic, be more, you know, feel vitality for women especially. Be okay with sitting in your power, standing in your power, moving in your power. And we do that through a work in that turns into a work out. And that's the path of the Sacred Warrior.
All right. Now, listeners, did I not tell you this would be scrumptious? Ladies.
There's a lot at the table, for sure.
Oh, yes. This is juicy stuff. I love it, love it, love it.
Yeah.
I remember back in the days when I was a psychotherapist, emphasis on psycho. I was a psychotherapist. And, you know, just feeling this frustration that this person sitting in front of me needs more than what I can offer in this government office. You understand what I'm saying? There is something beyond this, and I have to go out there and capture a bit of that and connect with other people, other light workers who have captured this. Yes. Yes, so thank you for sharing that. Thank you for spreading your light and providing this amazing healing. Now, do you all have some upcoming programs or activities, classes that you would like to share with our listeners?
We do. We have a lot. I'll speak about what's happening here in on stateside. We have some workshops planned this month, the 19th and the 26th, at Utopia Hair Salon. It's a natural hair care salon with a loctician there. And I will be presenting a wellness workshop specifically related to nutritional cleansing and detoxification of the body. We also just developed a relationship with Junior Achievement, where we will be working with children and adults on financial literacy. We'll be teaching classes. That's upcoming in October. Don't have specific dates for that yet, but we'll be working with adults and children teaching financial literacy classes. And on that note, I just want to speak to the other department within Obsidian, which does deal specifically with the finances. And, you know, a lot of times people feel, especially with what's happening right now, that they're not able to kind of, you know, get on top of their finances. And so, you know, we're just here to tell you that it is absolutely possible, that there's no longer any reason for anyone in North America to have any debt longer than 11, 12 years. So that is a program that exists. Webinars forthcoming. Please go to our website for that. Very, very excited about 90-minute classes that actually teach people how any amortized debt is financed by banking institutions and how systematically that can be eliminated. So those are some upcoming events in the States.
Okay.
And over here, over here in Toronto, you know, we're really so busy before the summer and we're calming down. But we continue to have Reverend Abigail, who is our intuitive healer, on board. She does a by-the-water healing session every Sunday morning. Now, it's getting cool here, so I think she'll be moving that inside. But if you go on our site, you can connect with Reverend Abigail. She does tremendous work through intuitive healing and has a great following here in Toronto and does this every Sunday morning. Along with that, we are doing Obsidian, the entire Obsidian team will be in Canada for the weekend of October 8th, 9th, and 10th. And on the 10th, we are doing a sweat lodge up by about an hour and a half from the core of Toronto itself. So please connect with us. We can only take 12 people, 12 more people. So if you want to be a part of that, connect with us and come up. It's on a native land, and it is held by a native elder. So it's beautiful and safe, and I've experienced it myself. So that is October the 8th. And then we're having Obsidian Open House again like we did last year. We're doing that again the end of November, and this time we're calling it a Celebrate Your Life Obsidian in Toronto. And so that's awesome. What else is going on? Oh, September, the fourth Sunday in September, I ask that the audience, everybody out there, keep us in prayer because we start our next, our second round of Sacred Leaders Mentorship Program, which goes on for 10 months and then culminates in Ghana. We're starting that. Our first group meeting will be on the 26th of September. We have an awesome group of women, as we did the last time, and again this time it's an awesome group of women. And one of the women who will be joining us is joining us all the way from Ghana.
Wonderful.
So we're very, very, very excited about that. We have a Sacred Women's group now in Ghana at Accra University. So lots happening. So that's. Did I leave anything else, Reverend Alicia?
I don't think so, but I did. I just remembered. Can I get pulled back up to the
most
table
definitely.
Again, Tanya?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Come on back to the table.
Okay. When I mentioned the Celebrate Your Life parties, those happen in Maryland on the third Friday of each and every month from 8:30 p.m., and sometimes we've gone as long as midnight in Baltimore. And we get together and we literally celebrate what is unfolding, what's happening in each of the group members' life. And, you know, the group kind of changes from month to month. People come, and there are some that are, you know, here every single month because they're working on maybe one or two things. And, you know, it's a very fluid group, so, you know, feel free to come out and join us. And it's the whole purpose is to celebrate, we always have enough, you know, people find enough negative to talk about, whether it's from the newspaper or the internet, television. We decided consciously we are going to celebrate our lives each and every month. We're going to take 4 hours, 2 hours, whatever happens to come up to do that. Last month we had a woman here who had just self-published a book of love poems, and it was juicy. No pun intended, but it was. And also through the Path of the Sacred Warrior, in October 1st, we are beginning a rapid reconditioning team. That's what we're calling ourselves, the Rapid Reconditioning Team 2011, where I will be coaching people through a year-long process of nutritional cleansing, extreme self-care. We'll be working out in a martial arts dojo. We'll be doing some yoga, some meditation, all of that good stuff, and really going for transforming our lives at the starting point with what is the Path of the Sacred Warrior through the body, but watching that spiral out into our lives. And that's going to begin October 1st. And this first year I have room for 20 women or 20 people, and I believe at this point I'm up to about 15 right now. So I have room for 5 more. If any of your callers would like, please visit us on the web, obsidianinstitute.com, or give us a call, and we'll have a conversation and see if it is something that will fit for you.
Wonderful. So lots coming up on the plate for you all. Obsidianinstitute.com and contact numbers for you all?
888, so toll free always is the quickest, 1-888-223-8101. That's 1-888-223-8101. And they can always, you know, write us, send us a note at info@obsidianobsidianinstitute.com. www.thebrotherhood.com. And, Tanya, can I just say one more thing?
Most definitely.
The brothers, the men, our brothers are always saying, is Obsidian just for women? And I want to say unequivocally that we serve men, and we love to serve men. We have a couple of men on different aspects of our rosters. And so, men, we serve men, and we love for you to come in and bring your energy to us.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. People can also find us on Facebook. Obsidian Institute has a group page on Facebook, and both Anania and myself are found on Facebook. Path of the Sacred Warrior has a page on Facebook and a YouTube page as well.
And I was about to mention, don't forget Facebook, because I tune in. If I'm on there every day, or even if I'm taking a break, when I tune back into Facebook, there are certain pages that I will go to check in, and I will always go to your respective pages, and I always get some sort of wonderful nourishment for my spirit.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
And same here, Tanya. Same here. Same here with you. Thank you for all that you're doing for the world and in the world and to the world. We are much appreciative of that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and don't forget
you.
To write on our page, on the our women's page, because the women love to hear from you.
I will have to remember to do that, yes, because you do remind me, and I think about it and forget. So.
and, Tanya, I had someone ask, I had a sister friend today ask about you and your oil blends, so I have someone that I'm going to be connecting you with in the next day.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. So, yes, you do wonderful, wonderful work on the planet, and I just thank you for the light being and light worker and healing that you offer.
Well, thank you. I certainly am your reflection, and you all are amazing. I mean, we are presidents of each other's fan clubs, as people tell us.
Card-carrying.
You know, these are my sisters. I love you ladies so much. I thank you so much for stopping in to share your self, share your light with our listeners to help nourish us. Obsidian is not just going places. It has gone places. It is taking us along, and I am looking forward to hearing more about what you all are doing to help feed the mind, body, and soul of so many across the planet.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies. Until the next time. All right.
Thank you.
Now, folks, I have to tell you that we have another treat for you for next month. Now, I think you've probably figured out that I have a lot of wonderful people in my life. And Reverend Anania and Reverend Alicia, this month, last month it was Reverend Anthony, the month prior it was Sanolf Kraft. Well, I have two other friends who are coming next month. So I invite you to tune in again for Mind, Body, and Soul Food on October 10th, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are going to have a Reiki panel. Now, for those of you who may not be familiar with it, Reiki is an ancient energy healing technique that facilitates restoring the mind, body, and soul to balance. And Reverend Alicia and Reverend Anania told you that they're Reiki masters. Well, I am as well. And I have joining me on the Reiki panel Renee Kahina Bolaños of Rays of Light Healing Center. He is yummy. And the divine Reverend Kim Christopher of Kindred Spirit Healing. I am so excited to have them to come and chat about how to help nourish the mind, body, and soul through Reiki. It promises to be delicious. Now, if you need to contact me, Tanya Parker, a.k.a. The Natural Sister, you can shoot me an email at Tanya, T-O-N-Y-A, at mindbodyandspiritworks.com. That's a mouthful, mindbodyandspiritworks.com. For more information about my healing, my teaching, my writing services, or if you're even interested in becoming a sponsor for Mind, Body, and Soul Food, I would love to hear from you. You can also check out my website, www.mindbodyandspiritworks.com. On there you'll have updated information about upcoming events, massage specials. Next month, October, is Client Appreciation Month. It's my birthday. Yay! So for my birthday month, I am going to not just celebrate me, but celebrate you. So I will have posted in the next couple of weeks all the delicious things that will be offered during the month, which will include specials with massage, aromatherapy, delicious soups, and so you'll just have to check it out to find out all the wonderful things that will be available in the month of October. Also, if you're interested in the Tanya Parker collection, you can order that at theinfinitefieldmagazine.com/store. Or if you just remember The Infinite Field, look that up and plug in my name. You might get some of my articles, but you'll also get connected to the Tanya Parker collection. And so hopefully you will find some yummily delicious recipes in there to help feed your mind, body, and spirit. This evening, we have really been delighted as we've talked about the expanded meaning of abundance. It is deep and wide, as Reverend Alicia mentioned. It's much more than what's in your wallet and your bank account. Keep that in mind. And part of my healing ministry is to help my clients, my readers, my audience understand an expanded definition of health, understanding that abundance encompasses maintaining balance in the mind, body, and spirit, the true meaning of health. And with all of this in mind, I leave you with this week's Mind, Body, and Soul Food to Go. To quote Mahatma Gandhi, it is health that is real wealth and not pieces of gold and silver. Thank you all for dropping in to get nourished at the Mind, Body, and Soul Food table. Have a great, great week.
1, 2, here I go.
Well, I'm a hungry woman. Feed me like I want to be fed. Yeah, I'm a hungry woman. Feed me like I want to be fed. Well, you can feed my body, but you really gotta feed my head. You know I'm hungry like a dog, like a New York City rat. A school of piranhas or a Venus flytrap. Takes a lot to satisfy me. I'll eat your whole menu. But don't you dare forget, you got to feed my head too. I'm a hungry woman. Feed me like I want to be fed. Oh, give it to me, baby. Give it to me, baby.